Derech Eretz Kadma LaTorah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shifra Rebenstein, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Busha. I'd like to open today's learning with the following question, or the following scenario. You are trying to ascertain whether a particular young lady is appropriate either as a potential marriage partner for someone you know or as an employee in your business. And you ask a number of questions about this young woman, and the person on the other end of the phone says, "She doesn't care what people think about her." So I ask you to consider, is that positive or negative? Thus far, we spent the bulk of our learning centering on the benefits of living with inhibition. In truth, every midah has a positive and a negative. Every midah has healthy uses and unhealthy uses. And today, I'd like to explore times when busha is detrimental. Probably the most well-known example of this is the statement in Pirkei Avos which says, "V'lo habayshan lomid," a person who is inhibited does not learn. The simple explanation is that if a person is so worried about what other people are going to think, then he won't be able to bring himself to ask a question and is going to be left with many unanswered questions, and so he won't learn. But there is a deeper point here which teaches us an essential lesson about busha. The Sefer Be'er Ha'avos points out that most busha is positive. And in fact, as we've discussed, busha is one of the markers of a Jew. Busha is in essence tied to a feeling of respectability and of value, specifically because I acknowledge my value, and that is why I don't want to do something beneath me. But in the case of the lo habayshan lo made, an inhibited person does not learn. In such a case, a person is taking the fear of what other people are going to think and allowing it to hold him back. It's coming from a place of not wanting to tarnish my image. I'm supposed to know that. How could I not know that? So how could I ask? Or I don't want to be seen as someone who doesn't know. The truth is, says the Orchos Sadikim, that there are other applications beyond learning specifically. Busha channeled in the wrong direction can inhibit a person from a number of things. Broadly, can inhibit a person from doing the right thing when it's uncomfortable to do so, because I'm too concerned about what other people are going to think. Busha channeled in the wrong direction can inhibit a person from admitting the truth, or can even encourage a person to alter the details because I'm embarrassed about what other people would think if they knew what really happened or what I really said. So let's go back to the question that we opened with. Is it positive or negative to be a person who, quote, doesn't care what other people think? And the answer really is, well, it depends. Most of the time, healthy busha dictates that I should care what other people think. It's a healthy mechanism that encourages us to think about our actions. But when the busha I feel is inhibiting me and preventing me from doing what's right, when the thought about what other people are going to think is preventing me from standing up for what's right or from protecting another person, then that busha is misplaced. It's not coming from a place of greatness, of knowing my value. It's coming from a place of smallness, of not realizing that I am big enough to do the right thing even when it is not popular. Thank you for learning together.